Welcome. Today we're doing a deep dive into Protelix Integrated Access Control and Alarm System, basically how it offers smart, seamless security specifically for schools.
That's right. We know keeping schools safe and running smoothly is a top priority, but sometimes older security methods, well, they create their own problems.
Yeah, those old lock and key systems, for instance, they feel familiar, but the vulnerabilities, they add up, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Lost keys, keys getting copied when they shouldn't, the hassle and cost of rekeying locks across multiple buildings.
Yeah.
It's a huge administrative task, you know? And frankly, it's a security loophole many districts struggle with.
And it often goes beyond just physical keys. Lots of schools have one system for, say, card access and a completely separate one for their burglar alarms. That sounds like double the management headache.
Exactly. You're juggling different software, maybe different login procedures, trying to keep track of who has access where in one system and who armed or disarmed the alarm in another. They often don't talk to each other effectively.
So you get inefficiencies, like when you need to onboard a new teacher or maybe give temporary access to your contractor.
Precisely. You might be adding them to the access software, but then someone also needs to remember to adjust settings on a physical alarm keypad, perhaps, or issue a temporary key. It just invites errors and wastes valuable time.
Okay, so let's pivot to the solution we're looking at. Protelix Integrated Alarm and Access Control. The big sell seems to be this unified platform. Let's dig into what that really means for school operations day to day.
Right. The core concept is simplicity through integration. Imagine one single place could be an app on your phone, could be a secure website where you manage both who can get into which building or room and the status of the alarm system for those areas.
All in real time.
All in real time. It's about bringing those critical functions together so they work with each other, not in isolation. It's a huge step up in efficiency and ultimately security.
Can you walk me through a couple of practical examples? How does this make life easier for, say, a principal or facilities manager?
Sure. Let's take that new teacher example again. Instead of multiple steps, physical key, maybe a separate access card programming, separate alarm code. You just go into the one system. You grant their credential, maybe their existing ID badge, access to specific doors during specific times, and it's all linked. Done.
And if someone loses their card?
Instantly deactivated into the system. Access gone, just like that. Or think about end-of-day lockdown. An authorized person can check the status of all doors, see if anything's propped open, lock everything down centrally, and arm the entire system remotely. It takes several disjointed tasks. It makes them one fluid process.
Okay, convenience is clear, but let's talk security. How does linking access control and alarms actually make a school safer? What's the crucial difference?
It's the interconnectedness that's the key. The system isn't just tracking entry, it's linking access events to the alarm panel intelligently. So if someone tries to force a door or uses a deactivated card, the system knows. Exactly. It doesn't just deny access and log it. It can simultaneously trigger an alarm, send instant alerts to security or admin staff through that same app or portal. It turns a passive system into an active response mechanism.
That sounds much more proactive. You also mentioned things beyond just doors, like panic buttons or environmental monitoring. How do they fit in?
All right, because it's one integrated system, alerts from, say, a panic button don't just go to a monitoring center. They can instantly trigger actions within the access system, too. And similarly, if you have sensors monitoring temperature in a server room or moisture near critical equipment, those alerts come through the same platform. You get warned before a small issue becomes a major or costly problem. It creates layers of security and awareness.
And you mentioned potentially using existing ID badges.
Yes. The systems are usually compatible with various card formats, so you might not need whole new sets of cards, which is a plus.
Okay, let's talk data. School managers need insights. What kind of analytics or reporting comes with an integrated system like this?
This is where it gets really valuable for planning and oversight. You can get detailed, customizable reports, who went where and when. Audit trails are clear and easy to generate.
So, tracking arrivals, departures, that kind of thing.
Yep. Tracking when the system was armed or disarmed, by whom. You can set up instant push notifications for critical events, forced doors, panic alarms, system malfunctions. No more waiting for a report, you know immediately.
And scheduled reports for looking at trends.
Absolutely. Daily, weekly, monthly summaries of access, alarm events, whatever you need. This data helps you understand building usage patterns, ensure security protocols are actually being followed, and spot anomalies that might need a closer look.
You also touched on smart scheduling for temporary access. That sounds like it could save a lot of hassle, say, for evening events or maintenance crews.
It really does. You can program access for a specific group, like that maintenance crew, for only certain doors and only between, say, 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Tuesdays. Outside those times, their credentials simply won't work.
And it automatically turns off. No need for someone to remember to collect a key or deactivate a temporary code.
Exactly. It's automated. Set it and forget it. This cuts down massively on the administrative work and the risk associated with temporary access. You maintain tight control without constant manual intervention.
So when we talk return on investment, ROI, for a school district, it sounds like it's more than just preventing theft, although that's important.
Definitely. The ROI comes from multiple angles. There are the operational savings, less time spent managing CEs, less time chasing down issues caused by separate systems, reduced human error. That's real time and resources saved.
Which frees up staff for other things.
Right. Then there's the reduced risk preventing incidents and simplifying things like staff onboarding or training on security protocols. That adds up.
Plus the improved insights from the data.
Yes. Better understanding of building usage can even lead to smarter resource allocation down the line. But fundamentally, it streamlines operations, tightens security, and that contributes to a better, safer environment for learning. That's the core value.
And ProTelex specifically, they seem to have a long history in this space, working with schools and similar institutions.
Yeah, that's worth noting. They mentioned long-term relationships, universities, government bodies, other school divisions, high customer retention rates, like keeping clients for 15, even 25 years. That kind of loyalty usually points to reliable service and a system that actually works well for these types of demanding environments. It suggests they understand the specific needs.
Okay, so wrapping this up for school district and division managers listening, the main takeaway seems to be that integration isn't just a tech buzzword. It's a practical way to simplify how schools are managed and make them genuinely safer.
Exactly. It's about moving from potentially clunky, separate systems to one smart, unified platform. You streamline tasks, you get better visibility, and crucially, you strengthen the security, protecting your students and staff.
So if this sounds like something your district could benefit from, you can find out more at www.protelecalarms.com or by contacting ProTelec directly. They can likely talk through your specific school setup and challenges.
And maybe just the final thought to leave you with. Take a moment to consider your current security setup. Where are the inefficiencies? Where are the potential gaps that an integrated approach might close, helping you focus more resources on what really matters, education?